Hello everyone, how you guys all doing? I finally got my car of my dreams. I am from Fremont, California, and the Tesla plant is in Fremont, so I've driven past the Tesla plant hundreds of thousands of times, hoping that someday I would buy a Tesla Model S. And I believe this is the seventh model of the Model S. I believe a lot of the kinks have been worked out. So I want some feedback, let people know about it. A lot of people are excited about it, about the autopilot feature. I have this hot car for about a week now, and I did get supercharging. Shout out to one of my wife's friend, a coworker, gave me a code, and I was able to get free supercharging for life on this car. So I'm very appreciative. Shout out to Brandon, UCLA pharmacist. Feedback on the car so far has been great. I put about 500 miles in the car. I have supercharged the car about five times now, Burbank location, as well as San Bernardino and Rancho Cucamonga at Victoria Gardens. And charging takes about an hour to fully charge the car, but it is accurate about 20 minutes to get to about 80%, depending upon if you're completely on zero or very low mileage. But a lot of times I'm at 50% battery, so I charge it to about another 40%. It's not recommended that you charge to 100%. Unless you're doing long trips. So in terms of inconvenience of having the car, not too bad. 30 minutes, I can top it out most of the time if I'm going to a supercharger. And the other day I put about 220 miles in one day, and it was not that much of an inconvenience. And I do quite a bit of driving since I work in Ontario. In terms of the car, I think it's great. It runs great, autopilot. I use autopilot when I'm on the freeway. And it's very responsive, and you cannot just like take your hands off the wheel. Every about a minute or two, you have to apply pressure to the car steering wheel so that they know that you are present while you are in autopilot mode, which is, I think, is a good thing. I think a lot of people in the past were just driving the car and putting autopilot and just like reading books or sending text messages. You can't really do that, but it's been great. Strongly recommend it. There's some differences happening with the tax credits. It's going down to $37,500 in the first quarter, and it's going to go to zero for the federal credit. This is a federal tax credit. I spoke to my CPA. This is not going to exclude you from Social Security tax or whatnot. I'm self-employed, so it only excludes federal taxes, not Social Security tax. So I spoke to my CPA about that. But majority of you guys are W-2 wage earners, and this would definitely benefit you with the $7,500 tax credit, as well as the $2,500 state rebate check that you will receive. I believe the limitation on the income is up to 160. I believe that is correct. So you can't make more than 160 to get that benefit. You're filing married. I believe it's under $300,000. To get this benefit. I know they make some changes to the tax code because a lot of people are upset that a lot of wealthy people are getting tax breaks here or there. So I love the car. I recommend getting it. The Model 3, you can't get the Model 3 $35,000 at this time. Elon's rolling out the more profitable cars, the high-performance cars, as well as the, dual motor as well as high-performance cars. If you want to purchase a car by year end and get the same $500 tax credit, I recommend you going to Burbank, and they have a big inventory of cars, and you can actually pick one up that's been pre-made, and you can, as long as you take delivery before the end of the year, you'll be able to get the same $500 tax credit, federal tax credit, which is a pretty big thing. So any questions, let me know about it. I love it. I think it's great. Right now the referral code that I can give you will give you 6 months free supercharging, and that's about it. It's not lifetime, unfortunately. In time, this will go away. So I definitely think there is some value of 6 months, depending upon how much you drive. But supercharging is pretty amazing. And that's why I think that Tesla is going to continue to lead. There's a lot of people out there with Audi's coming out, BMW's coming out, Porsche coming out, but they don't have the infrastructure of all the charging superstations. So Tesla is 7 or 8 years ahead of the game. It's going to take many years to build this out, the infrastructure. Having an electric car, there's a lot of great things about it, and there's a lot of challenges, and it's because you need to have a supercharging network to charge your car, and I don't see any other company right now out there that are going to spend the money or the time to put out the superchargers. Now, if you're at home and you want to do supercharging every single, I mean, regular charging every day, your commute's under 100 miles or 80 miles, that's great. But you might have some challenges if you want to travel cross country or over 250 miles, which I plan on doing. So I'm signing off. Hope you have a great Friday.